This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city, down in the A. You know they gotta have somebody that's gonna be the big shot of the night tonight. And I thought it was gonna be Pete, but it goes to Kyle Schwarber. Yeah, Kyle Schwarber, as you just heard Jen with the update, he goes 3 for 3. He was the only guy in the swing off to go 3 for 3. Hit a homer on all three swings. And that enabled Pete Alonso to not even have to go because Jonathan Aranda had nothing. He got nada on all three swings. That was amazing. Kyle Schwarber, who is a home run hitter and he's like that, was ready for the moment. And I still do like how they stacked it. Like, to have Pete Alonso waiting in the wings too, the National League wins. And man, what a night for Major League Baseball. What a night for baseball fans. Taking your calls on what you thought of the 2025 All-Star Game and festivities. Like, we just took the call from John in Pittsburgh about, oh, they didn't like Ludacris being on the... You know how many people did like Ludacris being on there, though? Like, they have to do that. And then, like, me being a hip-hop head... I love Ludacris. Sometimes we rejoin with Ludacris beats. When Ludacris came out, I had all the first three Ludacris albums on CD. Like, I guess millennials and younger, like, we rock with Ludacris. Who would you have wanted them to perform? Like, who would you have wanted them to get? They had Jermaine Dupri involved. Like, that is Atlanta to me. Have you ever been to Atlanta? You know what Atlanta is? Well done. Well executed by Major League Baseball. The baseball festival ends, and it's funny that it ends with Kyle Schwarber as the MVP, because next year, the festivities head to Pennsylvania. See you there down in Philly at Citizens Bank Park. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Joe in New Haven, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Keith. Hi, buddy. Kyle Schwarber is he's one of the more underrated players that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, and I remember talks about getting him, and he would have been an awesome fit for the Yankees.
Yeah, I think we talked about it when the Phillies signed him, and the Yankees not talking to him and saying, I don't know, it is what it is. The Yankees needing left-handed power, whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm pretty sure we had those conversations about the Yankees not talking to him.
Yeah, it's the same thing over and over. But, you know, I'm still happy where the Yankees are. But that was a great showing by MLB with this weekend, with this festivities, I think.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to – I have so many, you know, contacts and friends that are down there and people that I know through, you know, my time working at MLB and then even being on MLB Network. I can't wait to talk to those folks about, like, hey – how well executed was this on the ground? Like, this was a win for Major League Baseball all the way around, right? Not just the way that it ended. I'm sure everybody's going to be pleased with the turnout and what they got this year, especially because it was supposed to be down there 4 years ago, and for it to come back 25 years since it's been in Atlanta, I think this is great.
No doubt about it. And it's a great franchise, so it's good for them. I just wanted to come back up here for us. You know, I'd love to see it again. Judge says he's going to play if it's up here. That would be amazing, right?
Yeah, I saw some people talking about it. I don't know when it's due to come up here. I think they're going to get it to Fenway before they get it back to New York. But it would you know, obviously turn to Yankee Stadium next before Citi Field, because Citi Field had it last. Hopefully they do it before Judge is done and before he's completely cooked.
No doubt.
Because he said he'll do the Derby if it's in Yankee Stadium, and I'm like, he ain't losing.
Right. I mean, just looking at him last night, it looked like he wanted to do the Derby.
Yeah, you could see the look on his face. Like, it's like, all right, Jazz is representing us, and Jazz is not like Judge had a look on his face. Like, I'll wash all these guys. I could easily put the baseball out of this place a bunch of times. Like, these guys are coming up there with, like, 10 to 15 homers. Yeah, right. Like, Judge is putting up 20, 25. And then also probably, like, O'Neal Cruz had the, like, 513-foot bomb that he hit out of the ball. Like, I've been to that ballpark. For him to put that ball over there where people walk is insane. That's why, like, Ronald Acuna was like, oh, my God, like, that's his ballpark.
Right.
I think Judge could do some stuff like that, too.
Dude, I feel you, and that's exactly how I felt then, because I think that's when Judge was like, you know, I can do that. I can, you know, when they showed pan to him, it looked like he's like, I want to be swinging this right now.
Yeah, like, I could put the ball there. I could have America looking at me and me hitting 500-foot home runs. Maybe in a few years. I don't think they have it. I know they have next year. I'll look up MLB upcoming All-Star games, but I would think it would be at least like 5 years before it could come back to Yankee Stadium.
Right. That would be sweet, though, right at the end. You know, let's go.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for the call, Joe. 888-808-1019. Wide open for calls. Open mic time as well. My last hour, I always like to just open it up for anything we didn't hit on. Like, there's some random things in my notes, like Odell Beckham Jr. with his Bitcoin. I'll mention that. Teddy Bridgewater and some nonsense that went on with him. We'll get there. But, yeah, when you look it up, Citizens Bank Park is locked in for 2026. They don't have the next few years per se. Let's see. Oh, the Chicago Cubs will host in 2027. I got to go there, too. Wrigley is amazing if you've never been to Wrigley. And it's been too long since I've been to Wrigley. So, yeah, book it. For my bosses at WFAN, I will not be on when the Midsummer Classic comes on in 2026, I'm going to Philly. I'm going to drive down there. I'm going to book a hotel, and I'm in Philly probably Sunday through Wednesday, and then I'm flying to Chicago in 2027 because I got homies in Chicago, and that's going to be an amazing. They have the hotel Zachary I've stayed at across from Wrigley Field, really nice hotel. They redid that whole place, and that's the thing too, right? Major League Baseball, it was funny. Someone was like, I forget what they tweeted me. They were like, oh, this should be in New York. And I was like, oh, well, if the Home Run Derby was in New York, it would have been rained out because it was pouring rain the other night. They want to bring these things to newer ballparks, and they also want to bring them to, like, they have to rotate through cities. But, like, if you look, like, the last two All-Star games were at Globe Life Park, which is brand new. I think the newest ballpark in baseball. Then Truist Park, which is also one of the newer parks. Citizens Bank Park is really nice, but it's still fairly new. It's not old. Wrigley is old. It's one of the last cathedrals, but they have revamped it and renovated it so much. It's practically new. They're doing the same type of thing. Oh, they did that with L.A., right? L.A. was supposed to have the All-Star game in 2020. Pandemic hit. They pushed it back to 2022. And I remember going to Dodger Stadium. They revamped the whole back area at Dodger Stadium. And then across the parking lot, they built a venue where, like, the night of the All-Star game, there was this cover band and food and drinks and a whole party for people that were still partying there at Dodger Stadium. That was sick. Fenway is next. If Fenway isn't 2028, it's going to be 2029. I don't know when we're going to get Yankee Stadium. Maybe 2030. But I wouldn't even bank on that. I said it would be 5 years. Maybe 2030 we see the All-Star game come back to Yankee Stadium. But by then, Judge is 38. By then, is I don't know. He might compete. But, like, who knows? Who knows who's going to be in Major League Baseball in 5 years? Like, nobody knew Cal Raleigh was going to come out. Like, Junior Caminero. Even like O'Neal Cruz. I don't know. The sport is alive and well. It's healthy. they have done a lot to change the rules of the game. I don't think we even realize how different the game of baseball is now. I don't think we even realize things that are being done digitally to promote the game and promote the players. I don't know. I love the game. I think it's in a good spot. And congratulations to MLB for executing and having a great baseball festival once again. Now, they better get things right with Tony Clark and Manfred and these labor issues, because we might go down to Philly in 2026 and then be locked out after that, where they ain't even no worrying about what the next issue is. But yeah, I did have that article up. I don't want to read from it, but there, you know, the dividing lines. Let's see. The strategy is to get directly to the players, Manfred said at a recent investor day for the publicly traded Braves. He says, I don't think the leadership of this union is anxious to lead the way to change. So we need to energize the workforce in order to get them familiar with or supportive of the idea that maybe changing the system could be good for everybody. So these players do not want a salary cap. Obviously, they want as much money as they can get. They're celebrating Juan Soto's contract because it opens up the door for Kyle Tucker's contract and everybody else coming behind him. The union's objection to a salary cap extends the same core objection that the organization has held for nearly its entire existence. It also continues to point to recent issues in cap-based systems in other major sports, such as a frequent cap-driven roster cut and contract restructurings in the NFL. I'm not going to bore you with the article, but like everything is pointing to they're going to need to have a work stoppage to kind of resolve this. But they have good momentum now. And I remember being worried about the health of the sport in 2021. I remember being worried about them not being able to start on time and, you know, all of that. But whatever. We've got a little bit of time before we get to there. Shout out to my guy, H&L Dre, talking about who they wanted to perform at All-Star. Like, I saw Jazz Chisholm went live last night, I think at the boardroom party, and like Quavo was performing. Dre says they wanted Lil Baby, Young Thug, and the rest of them. Like, Atlanta is a hip-hop hotbed. There's nothing but like great rappers and music that comes out of Atlanta. It wouldn't be right. Even with the theme that they had, like you saw, if you follow the Yankees, they were in a diner, and it was Jazz and Judge in a diner, and like Max Fried and Rodon, and I'm like, I know they have some diners down there, but really, like, Waffle House is a thing down there. So I'm like, is that a play on Waffle House without, you know, being able to license and use the name Waffle House? Anyway, it's funny. I was I mentioned it was opening open mic, and I'm opening up the calls on everything, you know, everything that I didn't mention. And I'll drop the Bitcoin story with Odell Beckham Jr. if you didn't already hear it. But I said earlier in the show, I led with the Jets. I think we might have taken one call, but now we have some Jets calls. We have some All-Star game reaction as well, and we'll bring it home. But I'll reiterate what I said about the Jets. But first, you know, let me hit you with this Odell Beckham Jr. story if you didn't catch that, and then, you know, we'll talk a little football. Bobby, I see you on hold. We'll get there. So if you remember, Odell Beckham Jr., when he signed with the Rams, not after the Giants gave him almost $100 million, right? He had money in the bank. He was straight. But Odell Beckham Jr., when he signed with the Rams, he basically said, hey, pay me in Bitcoin. And people laughed at him, obviously, because they're like, what? Pay me in Bitcoin? Like, how stupid is that? But when you already have the bread, it's an investment you make. So back in 2021, Odell Beckham Jr. asked for his $750,000 to be paid in Bitcoin. Bitcoin was worth $64,000 at the time. People laughed at OBJ. Well, OBJ, the B stands for Bitcoin. Odell Bitcoin Jr. Now Bitcoin is trading at almost double what it was at $121,000. So that $750,000 that Odell Bitcoin Jr. signed for just turned into $1.43 million. And he's already rich. Are the Giants going to sign him? Remember a couple years back, the Jets were going to sign him, right? They had those meetings. He showed up in all green and then he ended up signing with the Baltimore Ravens. Then last year he was with the Dolphins. I think he's cooked. I wouldn't waste any time with him. But I don't know. Maybe the Giants do a second tour and see if he can help Malik Nabers, LSU connection. The Jets don't need him. The Jets are rocking with Garrett Wilson and Josh Reynolds and Alan Lazard and now that you paid Garrett Wilson, he's got to get the rock. He's got to be a focal point of this offense. But they're going to run the ball. Okay, Bobby and Belmore, it's your turn on the fan. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, I'll stick to my stocks, Keith. I'm a little so scared. Anyway.
I had a friend try to sell me Bitcoin in like 2011, try and get me to buy in with him. And I just thought he was bugging out crazy. And I didn't even think about it. I'm like, no, dude, that sounds stupid, bro. I don't know. In 2011.
Up and down, up and down. I know. I remember. I know. I was in it for a while, and I didn't make any money, but I was just scared. But anyway, before I get to Gardner, I mean, it's an all-star game. I mean, I don't know which is worse. Having a runner on second base during our regular season, or I didn't even know they're having a home run derby decided. I mean, the runner on second base is like minor league baseball. But
swing off 10 times better than Manfred's man on second. Manfred's man on second, they got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They won't even do that in the postseason, which tells you it's not valid. It's just a way to short us baseball fans during the regular season.
Little league game. I shut off the TV. I leave the game when I'm out of the game. I can't watch it. And the funny thing is, why wasn't Judge in that home run thing? I mean, it's not October. I mean, boom.
I saw like Tarek Skubal had his jersey off. I think once the starters, it's a long weekend. I think once these starters come out of the game, they're checking out and they're stepping into their break. They're stepping into their vacation. Like, they're not ready to go. So I think these guys were the end of the bench guys that were ready to go. But no, Alonso started the game. I don't know. I mean, maybe it depends. Maybe if you're in a stay ready group and you want to be in it, I'm sure some guys opted out. But that's got to be something in a pregame plan that the manager has to plan for. I'd like to know more about that. Maybe they'll tell us post game. I'll try to look for some audio of of post-game commentary from anybody.
Okay, but one thing about Gaunt, I know the other callers. They couldn't wait a year. I mean, he didn't have a good year. I mean, he couldn't tackle. I know he gave only 53% completions and one touchdown he only allowed, but the numbers don't tell everything. I mean, I saw him get burned on plenty of plays. Why couldn't I wait a year? I mean, they gave him $85 million guaranteed.
What I come around to is last year was an odd year. They fired their coach week 5, and it's tough to play. It's tough to care, especially when you come into that Jet situation where all they did was overhype them and underperform and lose. But I think Aaron Glenn, like I said, a former corner himself, who's a former defensive coordinator and has evaluated talent, I mean, he came out of Detroit where Sauce Gardner grew up. And I think he looked at Sauce Gardner and is like, there are not many corners like this in the league. This guy is a top 5 corner. With us and working with us the next few years, we're going to get the best out of him. Those coaches couldn't get the best out of him. We're going to shore up him right after we shored up Garrett Wilson, and this is going to really pick up the team.
I understand that, but what was the big hurry? I mean, you know, why couldn't it just wait another?
I have to look up how they broke. So these were extensions. And I got to look at how they broke up the money again, but I'm pretty sure this is a preemptive move. This isn't going to stop them from doing anything later. And like I said, I think it's a morale move as well. These are two of the best players on the team. These are two top 10 draft picks on the team. These are offensive and defensive rookies that won it in the same year. These are guys that you want to build your franchise around. So you lock them up. And you almost locked them up with, like, the length of your contract, right? Like, I think Aaron Glenn's got a 5-year contract, whatever. Like, I think there's more to this, but I think this is mostly optics and morale and them meeting with these guys and saying, you guys are the leaders now. And they need to do that as well because so much of the Jets was shaped around Aaron Rodgers. And he's out of the picture now. And Justin Fields is not a celebrity quarterback. He's one of 53. So you know what you do? Your highest paid players are guys that have been here. A receiver, a corner, and guys that you watched enough film on that you believe in, and they lead the way. When the fans go to camp, they see those guys. The fans can wear their Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson jersey for the rest of the decade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this was a way for this regime to say, yeah, these guys passed the eye test with us. We believe in them, and we know we're going to get more out of them than the Jets have gotten before.
And just quickly about Freed. You know, are you concerned 14 runs in 10 innings against 3-caliber teams in the Cubs, the Mets, and Toronto? Did not pitch well against the Dodgers either. And I told you before the season started, you know, his playoff performances since that 2021 great game he pitched for Atlanta and that clincher, he has not pitched well. So are you concerned at all? You know, I know he's been, without him, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. But, you know, are you concerned about that at all, where he's going to pitch against, top?
Yeah, you have to be because – that's your ace. That is the best pitcher in your rotation. But I'm not concerned. Like, my concern on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 4, maybe. I was at the game Saturday, and I was like, well, I don't know. We thought it was a lock with Rodon on the mound. With Fried on the mound after having Rodon on the mound pitch his best game of his Yankee tenure. You got to have Max Fried, right, or you're not doing anything. But I think we're at the break, and he just went back to Atlanta, and I think he's going to get some time off, and I think he'll be fine and he'll lock back in. But yes, what you're saying about the better competition getting to him, we saw the Dodgers get at him, the Mets get at him, the Cubs get at him. Like, that doesn't bode well for the postseason.
As you know, and with Boone saying that Volpe's an elite shortstop when they were criticizing Volpe at the press conference. And, I understand, they're having, a bobblehead doll, a couple of weeks for him, but
July 25th.
He's a .224 career hitter in 3 years. I mean, that's not an elite shortstop. I don't care, how good he is.
No.
He can't field.
They're stretching the truth. Thanks for the call, Bobby. What I've said about Volpe is they grade him on a curve. He is their own. They're going to protect him. So I don't. The fan base jumping all over Anthony Volpe, I there's nothing I can say to y'all. Has he played well? No. Do the Yankees, when you check the forecast and see it's raining and then it doesn't rain, but you feel something, do they piss on your head and tell you it's raining? Yeah, they do. They'll tell you he's a 700 OPS, and then you look, he's not a 700 OPS for his career, for the season. They tell you that he's an elite defender, and you've seen him throw the ball around. You've seen him lead the league in errors. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro. But I hope he's having a great break. I hope he's resetting, and I hope he can turn it on in the second half and kind of right the ship, because there are no other options. They're not trading for a shortstop. They don't have another one on the roster, and they die hard on their decisions, their trades, their contracts, and their decisions. And their decision was to draft Anthony Volpe to, even though his, you know, development was affected through COVID, and you know he didn't play that many minor league games at AAA, to let him come into camp and win the position, win the job, and then for 3 years say, you're the guy. We're not sending you down. Like, they chose that. Nobody made them do that. Nobody forced them to do that. Like, that is the Yankees' decisions. So they're gonna live and die by that. Volpe is the shortstop. He's not killing the team to the point where they're losing because of him, but it is concerning. He was leading the league, and he probably still is leading the league in runners left on base in scoring position. They say he's the reverse RBI leader. And I feel like that has bled into the defensive side of the ball, where it ain't good. It ain't good. There's nothing good to say about it. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to tell you. I watch the games just like you do. Some of his at-bats drive me insane. But I'm rooting for the kid. I want the kid to fail. I don't want the kid to fail. Some of you guys are rooting against the kid like you want him to fail. Some of the criticism has gotten so malicious where I'm like, well, damn. Are you rooting for the laundry at all? Like, is it that personal? Because he's local? Like, that's kind of weird to me. Like, one of us, like, the one kid from the area that grew up to be the Yankee shortstop, as we all idolized Derek Jeter and mimic his batting stance and his jump throw, and you know what I'm saying? All of us talk about Derek Jeter's mantra and mentality and, like, tried to imitate that. I'm rooting for the kid, bro. I don't want to see him fail. But I think all of us understand that the Yankees have gone above and beyond to protect him. I was talking to you guys before last week when I was like, okay, they're all in lockstep. Volpe slides in to win the game. And funny enough, his bobblehead is not him at the plate. It's him sliding. He slides in to win the game in extras, where the Yankees rally back, you know, from being no hit. The captain, Aaron Judge, goes out of his way to talk about, no other guy I'd rather have on third base than Anthony Volpe. Oh, a good thing 11 is fast. I knew he was going to get the job done. Like, they're building him up. He won the game for us. They're building it up. Like, okay. Before that, a couple days before, when DJ LeMahieu got DFA'd, Brian Cashman was asked, and Brian Cashman talked about the, you know, viral video that you can find on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, of him talking about, you know, Volpe on his maiden voyage and having his sea legs and, like, you know, when Volpe's crushing it, check back with me. And we're checking back with you, Brian. He's not crushing it. You know, Brian Cashman talked about that, but then also came out and endorsed Anthony Volpe. They're not moving off of it. And then last but not least, the guy that has been doing it after every game has been telling you he's an elite defender. And not just after every game. If you watch his appearances on Talking Yanks with John Boy and Jake, he gets feisty with John Boy and Jake when they talk about Volpe. So the organization is telling you guys, all, shut up, back off. This is what we've chosen for now. Maybe in the offseason we'll address it, but for today and for the second half of the season, Anthony Volpe's the shortstop. We believe in him. He's got this, that you guys might not see, but he's going to be the shortstop, and he's going to figure it out. So fingers crossed for that. 888-808-1019. We've got calls and reactions on the All-Star game and the swing-off and how it finished. That's probably how it will finish my show. Keith McPherson on till 1 a.m. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, as I was just talking about Aaron Boone defending Volpe before the break. Well, this is something that I was not looking at all, because I don't care about the All-Star game winner or loser, but they found a way to put it on Boone again. Boy, in my chat, they're talking about Boone is trash. He lost to Dave Roberts again. He had Judge. He had Cal Raleigh. He had Vlad, and he didn't use any of them, just like a regular season game where he always messes things up. Y'all find a way to blame Boone even during the All-Star break. It's always Aaron Boone's fault. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Muhammad is in Manhattan on the Fan next. What's up, man? You got it.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm new, man. I'm a big fan. I was a big fan of Steve, and he turned the page over to you, and I've been listening ever since. So, you know, it's a good listen. I have a love-hate relationship listening to you. I'm a big Yankees fan, Giants fan. So, you know, you being a Cowboys fan, you know, it doesn't bode well.
But I don't rub anything in when the Cowboys beat the Giants, because I hate the Cowboys just as much as Giants fans hate the Cowboys.
No,
I understand the Met fan not being a fan of me, right? I just was talking in the chat. I'm like, I go to Yankee Stadium. People are like, yo, you're the best. You're the best host on WFAN. I love your show. And I'm like, depends who you ask. This is Yankee Stadium. If we go to Citi Field, I wouldn't be getting this response.
I just want to talk a little bit about the ending of the All-Star game. I just felt like, you know, how we talk about we wanted to get baseball recognized, and we want to, like, you know, spread the baseball to everybody. And they had a huge chance with, like, you know, getting Judge versus Ohtani in the home run. And I just feel like it's only three swings. It's not like they were going to swing forever. It was just three swings each, and they could have just gone. And, like, you know, it would have gotten more eyeballs to the game.
So, Jonathan Aranda, this guy's got to hang his head as a loser for the rest of ever. Like, some guys don't want to do the home run derby because they don't want to end up like Jazz. That's why I like that Jazz took it in stride. Like, some of these guys don't want that. It's an exhibition. It doesn't mean anything. But some of these guys shy away from the moment. They don't want to wear the L. And also, the guys like Ohtani and Judge, there are levels to this. Those guys are at the highest level. Those guys have MVP trophies. Like, they ain't doing that. They're done. They're checked out.
It's more for the fans than them. It's just,
you're right.
Like, you know, it's not like, you know.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Nice, there are kids at home that wanted to see Judge versus Ohtani in that swing off. Instead, you got Randy Arozarena. Instead, you got Kyle Stowers.
You being on the show live, you know, it would have been like, hey, Judge versus Ohtani. Like people would have gone crazy. And then you would, like, you know, when Twitter people are like, you know, there would have been more eyeball on the game. That's just my, like, opinion. And then one other thing with the All-Star stuff for Soto, I just personally feel like he wasn't voted in by his own players, right? Imagine if there was a little party at the WFAN and everybody voted and Keith didn't get in. It wasn't something wrong with everybody
else. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, like, I wouldn't even trip. I'd be like, yeah, well, obviously.
If your other players are not voting you in, then, you know, you should, like, you know.
But the thing is, I'd be like, bro, I don't have the largest contract here. Why y'all hating on me? Thanks for the call, bro. 888-808-1019. What it is with Soto and his peers, they know how good Juan Soto is, but he wasn't Juan Soto to start the season, so it gave them that little bit of an excuse to say, not getting my vote. Nope, I don't got to put him. I don't. Tatis' number's better. Ronald Acuna's better player than him. Ronald Acuna's the MVP. I'm not voting for Soto. Like, he gave them that because of his not slow start. His slow start is better than most of the guys in baseball, but he gave them that because he signs this huge contract and he doesn't get out of the starting blocks. He had to get out of the gate to, like, ensure he got votes. He was right on the cusp. It was Kyle Tucker. It was PCA. It was Ronald Acuna Jr. It was Tatis. And then because you needed the representation of all of the teams, a guy like, and Corbin Carroll was in there, but a guy like Kyle Stowers is in there to represent the Miami Marlins. They're not going to take out the lone Miami Marlin. And I think that the game went on just fine, and they had just as much success as they would or wouldn't have with or without Juan Soto. Jesus is in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Can I ask you, Mr. Finn, you think that All-Star game was kind of funny tonight? I don't know if you watched it, because when I heard it on the radio, number one, Diaz broke the save, right? And then when they got to this new thing now, swing-off thing, and I didn't know this was coming this year. And then all of a sudden they had Pete Alonso to go to the last batter, and then they said that he didn't want to do the home run derby. Does that sound kind of weird to you or not really?
Nah. I thought it was setting up for Pete Alonso to definitely win it. I thought he was going to hit one in the air to win it and, like, throw his bat in the air, but Aranda couldn't hit one. The home run derby for Pete, he had a bad showing last year, and I think he's done it four, maybe even five times. I know he's won it twice. Enough is enough. Like, that's fine. This is different because the chances of it coming down to the swing-off were so small. Like, you know, him being willing to step up and not even having to have to go is great. I don't know about any other, you know, conspiracy theories or fixes with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And the thing was, it didn't make no sense for him. Like, I know he got robbed with the MVP because Bob Schroeder won it for the swing off. Did it make any difference?
Do you want Pete Alonso to win the MVP? Who did you want to win the MVP?
No. It didn't make any difference because, you know, he hit the home run and then they hit the swing off. Bob Schroeder won the game for the National League. It didn't make any difference because, you know, it was I think it was the way I felt like was a Mets Philly thing in their division.
Nah, thanks for the call, bro. You was losing me a bit, bro. I wasn't picking up what you were putting down. It's not a Mets Philly thing. I thought the only thing that I could connect there was it was great that a Philly ended this year's All-Star game and will pick up the next All-Star game in Philly. But they were on the same team. Pete Alonso, like, picked Schwarber up off the ground. There was none of that. It was, we're trying to win. And then Schwarber wins the MVP because he was the only one in the swing-off that all three swings, He put the ball out.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was putting down there because I thought I was with him for a second and then, he just lost me.
It's getting late. Sometimes I'll be thinking too hard while y'all talking and saying something. I don't even know what y'all saying or what I'm thinking. I can't pick all that up. But maybe it's the game of shadows. We always think there's some underlying theme or something we're not seeing. I mean, I already accused them of rigging it for Cal Raleigh. Anyway, they are putting out World Series predictions. And I forgot that they do this. But, you know, at the end of the broadcast, Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez both picked the Yankees in their 2025 World Series predictions. Jeter has the Yankees beating the Cubs. A-Rod has the Yankees avenging the loss against the Dodgers. So that backs up what I've been saying on The Fan all year. The Yankees aren't going to the World Series. They're not winning it this year. Jonathan is out in Los Angeles. What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Yo, damn, bro. You stole my thunder right there.
Nah, I queued you up. We shared the thunder.
Oh, that's what's up. There it is. But yeah, bro, what do you think about that, man? Because, I mean, Jeter, I think A-Rod chose the Dodgers to win it all last year, and they did.
Bro, last year he took Baltimore. The Orioles. Didn't he take the Orioles last year?
No, It was Jeter.
Right, Jeter picked the Orioles last year, and I was like, come on, bro.
Yeah, and A-Rod chose the Dodgers to win it all.
I mean, I don't expect anybody to go back-to-back in modern-day baseball as far as winning it, because we haven't seen that since the Yankees did it. I don't know what to think, man. You know what I think? Like, why do I go to ESPN right now and they have Summer League basketball on instead of somebody live talking about the All-Star game and how it ended? I don't care about Portland versus New Orleans Summer League from earlier today.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's how much people care about the All-Star game, bro. But honestly, I mean, that didn't really get my attention. Oh, and let me tell you something, too, bro. The reason they don't really put Ohtani and Judge, I went to the All-Star game 3 years ago here in L.A., and I noticed that players, as soon as they're out the game, they'll probably stay and hang around for, like, an inning or two. And, bro, and they book it. They leave with their family.
So yeah, I said that, too. I said, like, Tarek Skubal was in street clothes. And maybe some of those guys weren't even there. They start their break. Not. They're 1 foot into their little bit of a vacation.
Yeah, man. I mean, and you can't blame them, bro, because then on Friday, you got to get back on their second half, bro. But, hey, Keith, so you're telling me that, because I know a few Yankee friends of mine, they clearly say that the Yankees are not a championship-caliber team, man. But, I mean, look at what happened with Arizona and Texas. It's probably me being biased. Well, who knows, bro? Other than that, great show, Keith. Thanks.
Yo, appreciate you, John. And I know you love them Yankees. I love them too, but I keep it a beam with you. In my heart of hearts, as soon as Cole went down, I'm like, we're not winning. Not this year. That's the first one. And like, you know, I just took a call about Max Fried. You know, and you just mentioned the Texas Rangers who won it. What did they do at the deadline? Man, before the deadline, they went and got Aroldis Chapman. They went and got Jordan Montgomery. They went and got Max Scherzer. Like, they made moves to shore up their team so that they could make a run. And that was the most random year. I don't know if they'll ever get back there, you know? Do I expect Brian Cashman and the Yankees to make enough moves to make a run this year? I don't. I'm not getting my hopes up. I've lived this. I've seen this episode. I've had this dream too many times. I'm old now. I don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. Peter Pan left Never Never Land a long time ago. fool me. Can't fool me again. I don't think Cashman is going to actually tell the world that we're going to town, we need a third baseman, we need a starter, we need two relievers, and then actually go to the deadline and get all of that, and then, like, this team is ready to march on to beat A.J. Hinch and the Tigers, they got to worry about their own division, bros. What are we talking about? Like, and I love the Yankees just as much as you guys. I am just keeping it real. As of today, it is freshly July 16th. Your New York Yankees, yeah, they have a ton of talent. Are they in first place in their division? No. They're two games back. And a game behind them is the Boston Red Sox. So just start with winning. We want to jump to the World Series. Are they going to win the division? I think they will. But then, are they going to get in the postseason and have the pitching? Is Judge going to tense up? Is Rodon going to turn back into a pumpkin? I think it was Bobby and Belmore who wanted to cite Max Fried's stats in the postseason and Max Fried's stats in the regular season against postseason-bound teams. So, yeah, I want to believe in rainbows and butterflies. I want to believe in the Tooth Fairy and all that, too. But, like, where? I just watched these dudes have 2 6-game losing streaks in a month. Where? We just came off talking about how Anthony Volpe, like, I don't know, bro. I heard A-Rod say, you're not winning the World Series with your shortstop hitting 215. Like, I don't know. But I bet you I'll be watching the games. I'll see you guys at the I'll probably be at Anthony Volpe bobblehead night and claim me one. I'll be like, I'll see you guys at the bleachers. I'll see you guys in the terrace. I'll see you in the WFAN suites, legends. In the actual suites, all I'll be around. I'll be out there clapping and yelling and two strikes, whale, all that. I'll be in the stadium when they play all those ridiculous sounds and the accordion and 4 seconds of a beat, and then eventually when it comes to a screeching halt, I'll be here on the fan and I'll be like, gotta wait till 2026, but at least Gerrit Cole will be back. Jack is in Rockaway, Queens on the fan. What's up, Jack?
Hi, it's okay. I'm just hoping I'd like to make some Yankee comments, of course. I got to mention my Nets, if you don't mind. I haven't spoken to you in a while about the Nets, and I made it to the NBA draft. I took my wife, and I was super excited for our number one picks. And we had a top 8 pick in an 8-player NBA draft. All the consensus was number 1 and 2 were taken, and then there was another 6 quality players.
Yeah,
and I'm excited. You know, all right, 5 number one picks. How bad could it be? And I turned to my wife, and I says, "We're picking." I said, "They got to pick the center from Duke because it's that. Unless he does something really stupid and wants to be the smartest person in the room, and I think everybody, very simple. And I'm sitting there, and they call a guy." Denim jeans or whatever, Igor Denim, and I'm for it. And now I'm, you know, reality hit in. I'm a Nets fan, and Marks is there, and he'll probably be picking in 7 years when my kid is, he'll be 9 when in 7 years when we get Denver's pick. And I'm realizing that him and Cashman and they're not going anywhere, no matter what, especially Marks, no matter what he does. And now the reality setting in on me as a Nets fan, and I'm looking at the draft, and I'm like, I'm trying to see that New Orleans traded a number one pick next year in a loaded West team, and they're going to be bottom feeders in the West, and just to move up to the 13th spot. I'm like, what could we have gotten to just to go back? And I'm like, what could he been thinking that
they didn't make one move? They didn't make one trade with all those first round picks. They made history having 5, and they took a player, and then they almost did it like in a redundant fashion with all the guard. I don't know. I would tell you, don't get your hopes up. Same way I'm not getting my hopes up to win the World Series. As a Net fan, you got to know it is all pain. Even when there's a little bit of promise, it turns out to be pain.
Let me continue a little bit about the Igor Denim. So it's reality setting in on me. Let me look why we didn't trade back. Like, is this guy that they needed him so badly? And let me give you a few stats about Igor Denim.
I know him. They overdrafted him. Nobody had him going 8th overall. He came out of BYU. They talked about how he got locked up, how the Cougars from Houston abused him. That's the closest team that they could comp to an NBA team. They said he could develop. He might become. But you had the 8th overall pick, and you took a guy that they had maybe going 15th. Take the best available. You have 5 picks. Every time you get back up to the podium, pick the best available. Instead, They did this weird. I don't know. They're. I don't know. Hopefully it works out.
That's the point of my call. I had a look down the draft, and I'm like, let me look at the teams in back of them that I drafted. Toronto. They got $35 million quickly, and they got a point forward in Barnes. They weren't gonna draft him. Number 10, Phoenix. They got Booker. They got Green. Neither size. They were not gonna take Igor Denim. Number, I think it was 11. You go to the Chicago Bulls. They got Giddy. You got Atlanta 13 has Trae Young. 15 was Toronto. They got a pretty, OKC, they got a pretty good point guy. I think his name is Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Number 16, the Memphis, they got a pretty good guy named Morant. Who the heck was going to take this guy? And I'm like, it's the absurdity, just looking back in hindsight. And then I'm like, BYU. The last BYU freshman taken was Sean Bradley. And then I'm looking at Russian players. I don't want to throw more than one thing, but we've never really had a Russian player in the NBA besides Kirilenko, who had a solid
they had,
a very good athlete.
And this kid, I think, played for Real Madrid. And if you remember, Janan Musa with the Nets, I guess they tapped into the resources where he came from.
The highest Russian player ever picked was Igor Korolev, number 13, a complete bust of the Clippers. So at what point was this guy, how does this guy have a job?
I'll tell you this, and I actually haven't watched the latest episode of the Brooklyn Nets YouTube series called Scout, but they basically telegraphed this because episode 3 of Scout was all about their international scouting. They also told us that Jordy Fernandez and this team wants to play with pace and speed, and Igor Demin was the fastest player in the draft. I think they overdrafted him based on his draft combine workout.
Sorry, the kid they got at 19 was the fastest player. And I like the kid from France. That was a solid pick to me. That he was the fastest player in the draft.
I'm not passing up on proven players and American players. And that's another narrative people said too. They're like, Marks did well drafting Nick Claxton out of Georgia. Cam Thomas out of LSU. And Dayron Sharpe out of UNC. Go back down south and pick some more American players. Because it's worked for you. I don't know. I felt like they did a lot. And I don't know. All the stuff that I read on draft night, I was like, I couldn't make sense of it. So I was like, I can't care. I don't care.
We're the only team in the NBA that does not have one building block. Not one. Not a player that we could possibly, like, even Charlotte's got a couple, Miller and
Well, get
and
yourself
Ball
excited over Michael Porter Jr. thinking it's his team now, and then maybe Terrence Mann and him can help us compete. Thanks for the call, Jack. I hate talking about the Brooklyn Nets. Used to do a whole podcast called Talking Nets. Ain't nothing to talk about. Sorry for wasting y'all time. Here comes John and Masbeth. I'm sure he won't waste a second of your time. John, what you think?
Yeah, there is something to talk about. There is something to talk about. You see how Sunday is David Wright Day, the fake captain of New York or whatever, right?
They got
a bobblehead, right?
Yeah, they're retiring his number, put his number up, and it's a big day for Mets fans. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Keith, but listen, though, the best part is this. They have a bobblehead of him. The thing has an amputated arm and it has an amputated arm and two hands. Go look it up. I just retweeted it. The seven-line
Zoo hit the
today.
Zoo hit the music on you early because he's a whole Mets fan. He's like, nah, you're not about to disrespect my guy.
Poor thing has an amputated arm and two hands. What a pathetic franchise.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, John. Thanks, everybody else, for listening. And I had fun. Hopefully you have fun. We'll do this again tomorrow. We'll do the 5-hour marathon starting at 7. Stay tuned for Big Mac. And shout out to Big Mac, because every time Big Mac went to break last night, he said, filling in for Keith McPherson. And not everybody does that. Some people just come on and they're like, it's me. Here comes Mac. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.